Joshua chapter 24 and verses 16 to 18. Now the section goes from verse 16 to the end of verse 27, but I want to look at it in various stages. Today, 16 to 18. This section, as I say, from 16 to 27, deals with the response, the dealings of the people after Joshua's discourse. In this discourse here, 16 to 18, it's the immediate response. It is the response proper. Now Joshua has been preaching. Now, what is preaching about? Well, there are many things we could say, but one thing we must say. Preachers must look for a response. We're not just lecturing to give a series of facts, a series of statements. We're calling for a response, a verdict, a change. We want sinners to be saved, converted. We want saints to be reproved, rebuked, corrected, instructed, matured, assured, and all the other things. But we want effect. We want response. It's not enough to say, oh, that was a lovely sermon. That was a nice sermon. Joshua preached for a response. He wanted a change in their life. He put it bluntly to them. You go back to Egypt, you go back to the Amorites and their gods, or you go to the Lord and stick with him. He's calling for a verdict, a decision. Just because we're not Arminians, I'm not an Arminian. We still want decisions. We still make appeals to men, not in the crude sense of the Arminians, but in a real sense, calling for a verdict, calling for conversion, response, effect. There's a tremendous danger in just listening to sermons, tremendous danger in just preaching discourses. Oh, I'll speak against myself here. This is one of the great dangers of these internet discourses. It can be just a hobby, sermon tasting, giving a discourse, listening to it, being amused by it, entertained by it. This is the Word of God we're talking about. I'm handling the Word of God. It must affect my life, change my life. I must grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ. I must be a better Christian, a more resolute believer if I'm a believer, and all the rest of it, more conformed to Christ, a holy man. And if you're unconverted, nothing else will please but that you are converted. I mean, if it's just that I'm used by God to bring judgment upon some that they refuse the gospel, well, so be it. But my desire is that they'll be converted. But what I'm not happy with is, oh, that was a nice sermon. We like listening to it. Ezekiel had that. God said to him, they like to listen to you. You're a singer. They like to hear your voice. They like to hear the tunes you play. But they're not doing what you say. They sit before you, but they don't do it. Joshua called for a response, and he got one. And so I appeal to all preachers, all public preachers, stated preachers, but all believers are preachers. We want a verdict. As I've quoted many times, Murray McChain, he was a dying to have you converted. As the man said to Spurgeon, I don't see many conversions, he said. And Spurgeon said, well, you don't expect somebody to be converted every time you preach, do you? Chap said, well, no, I don't expect that. He said, no, that's your trouble. You must expect and want and long for and preach for and desire change, conversion, and edification in the right people. Conversion for sinners and edification of the saints. But let me look at this response here. They were willing to respond. The people answered. Very often I find that there's no response, but they did respond, they answered. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Oh no, they're offended by the thought. We won't do it. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we have travelled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. Oh, yes, we know our history. We remember our history. We're vehement about this. We're earnest about this. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. They're knowledgeable. They know what's gone on. They're determined. They will yield to the word of God. And notice how personal all is. 17 and 18. He protected us. He delivered us before our eyes. The Lord drove out before us. We too. It's very personal here. We, us, our. They argued. Verse 18. They say that the Lord drove out. We too, because he is our God. They're reasoning it out. They're obeying from their heart that form of doctrine to which they were delivered. Well, I say they're obeying from their heart. I hope so. Judging by their words is good, but, and there is a but that will take us on to the next discourse. And there is a but at this moment I want to leave it in the good place, the thoughtful argument, the personal commitment, the knowledgeable, reasoning it out, and vehement, earnest desire. Now, unbeliever, that's what I want from you. I want to hear you say, I will turn from my sin. I will come to Christ. I will call upon the name of the Lord. In fact, I do. In fact, I'd like to hear from you that you have called upon the name of the Lord and been saved. I will obey him. I will trust him. I will submit to him. He will become my Savior, my Jesus, my Lord, my God. That's what I want. Nothing else will satisfy. Have I got it? Will I get it? Is there any unbeliever who will be able to say, I listened to this man discoursing on whatever it was, and by God's grace, I was converted to God? Will you come out with this open, vehement willingness, earnestness? I am determined to serve my Lord. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. Am I going to hear it? That's what I'm after. I pray it may be so. There's some sinner, many sinners. Lord, descend and make 1,000 hearts your own, turning them to Christ. I want 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. The gospel came to you with power, and you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. You came to Christ. You were converted. A child of God, what do I want from you? A vehement, earnest, personal response. Yes, and for myself. I will forsake my sin. I will grow into Christ. I will look to him. I will be more determined. I will serve him. I want us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, and to have this personal, vehement, earnest, thoughtful commitment to obedience and service for Christ. Well, have I got it? Or is it just an intellectual exercise? If it's just intellectual listening to me and just enjoying it as a kind of hobby, then please stop it. Either give up that foolish, sinful way of approaching these discourses, or give up listening altogether. I don't want to be part of it for just being a hobby, an entertainment. May God deal with us, and me, and you, all of us, deal with us through his word. And may we have this kind of willing response that we see here. This vehement earnestness, this open confession of Christ. Is there a secret believer listening to me? Then confess Christ, and you know the way to do it, with lip and with being baptized, immersed, dipped in water. So, the people answered, we will. And so far, so good. May we see the same. May I see the same. May I ever preach for a verdict. And may I get one. May I write for a verdict. And may I get one. Of course, the verdict I want is, we will serve the Lord. Unbelievers to be saved, I will receive Christ. And believers, I will serve my Lord Jesus Christ. May it be so. For the sake and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.